This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. See you out there.
Out, HBExtract.com. Did you know that pantsuit sometimes spend as much as $12,000 on her really ugly pantsuit? Did you know that? That's why I call her pantsuit. Like her, and you know, that's really bad when you can take a $12,000 garment and make it look like garbage, which is what Lindsey Graham has that same effect. You can go buy a Hugo Boss suit, looks like he bought it at Walmart. Just like the way she wears clothes, pantsuits lie about African Americans, black Americans being disproportionately killed by police. The fascinating thing about this is she continues to peddle it after the murders of the three law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge, which followed the ambush killings of five officers in Dallas. In both cases, the murderers were black men, apparently convinced that the cops were out to get black people and who therefore sought to exact revenge. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, too, talks about the disparity that blacks compared to whites are more likely to be killed by the police. That Obama, in lecturing about this so-called disparity, gets away with ignoring the disproportionate rate at which blacks, especially young blacks, commit violent crime is truly astonishing. Should black America, 13% of the population, comprise 13% of doctors, 13% of lawyers, and 13% of NBA players? If this is not happening, does this mean that there's a disparity we must address as a society? According to economist John Lott, teenage black males compared to teenage white males are 9 times more likely to commit murder, and the murder victim is almost always another young black man. How about that disparity, Buffalo? It's also interesting to watch the reaction of those who believe that pantsuit, you know, believe pantsuit and defender position, even when they're confronted with facts. This is, if you will pardon the pun, shooting the messenger. When I told someone that according to the Washington Post, of the 965 blacks killed by cops last year, less than 4% involved a white cop and an unarmed black man, I heard, why should a cop kill anyone who is unarmed? Take the case of Michael Brown, arguably the white police black suspect encounter that launched the BLM movement and its mantra, hands up, Don't shoot. Eyewitness testimony and physical evidence show that Brown charged a police officer and attempted to get the cop's gun. Unarmed does not mean non-threatening. It doesn't mean non-lethal. It doesn't mean not dangerous. It's very hard to believe that two Ivy League educated lawyers, Obama and Clinton, do not understand things like statistics and ratios and how to properly interpret crime data to incorporate the rate at which crime is committed by young black men versus the rate at which crime is committed by young white men. Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute writes in the Wall Street Journal, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, blacks were charged with 62% of all robberies, 57% of murders, and 45% of assaults in the 75 largest U.S. counties in 2009. Though they made up roughly 15% of the population there. This leads to but one conclusion, that Obama and pantsuit are flat out lying. And the goal is obvious. This is the goal, okay? They just want the monolithic black vote. Because without that, the Democrats cannot win at the presidential level. If they don't have 90%+ of the black vote, they don't win, period. And Obama can't brag about, and Clinton can't run on, his economic record for black America. Under his watch, black poverty is up. Net worth is down. The wealth gap between black America and white America is at a 25-year high. And as to the employment of black men, their labor force participation rate hit its lowest rate in December 2013, well into Obama's second term and his economic, quote-unquote, recovery. That low is worse since 1972 when the Bureau of Labor Statistics began to keep these records. So what to do? Well, if you're a Democrat, you change the subject. We're not going to try to solve anything. We're just going to change the subject. Make the election about social justice. Prattle on about what Clinton calls the school-to-prison pipeline. Never mind that this drive to induce paranoia among black people has real-world consequences. As mentioned already, it helped inspire murderers, kill officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge. It also causes police officers to be less proactive, fearing that they too will be accused of unfairly profiling black Americans. The cops pull back. This passivity means that crime increases, the victims of which are disproportionately black Americans, the very people Clinton claims to care so deeply about. It wouldn't be so bad if the first number they called when they started hearing trouble wasn't 911. In Muncie, Indiana, there was a billboard up, one of those electronic shifting billboards, the changing billboards, one billboard, many messages. And for a while it said, next time there's trouble, call a crackhead. Or don't trust the police, next time there's trouble, call a crackhead. And that drew all kinds of outrage because of the racial connotations of it. As if they're saying, the people who were raising the most Sam Hill about this, they were saying, they're talking about black people. I didn't see that in that. Where did you see that? I didn't see that happening. Said, call a crackhead. Are you saying that all crackheads are black people? Because I assure you that's not true. What it boils down to is this. The lies get the votes, and the lies get people killed. If the cops pull back, well, I can't say as I blame them. And that's a natural reaction for humans, because police are human beings. That's a natural reaction for humans to pull back like that when they're being exploited in that way. When we get back, we're going to talk about some soldiers that don't have any code. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is heart and bun extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there. Check them out at heartandbody.com. Coming from The Nation, we get this little ditty where supposedly several combat veterans spoke with The Nation's Joshua Holland in an attempt to expose the lies peddled by the NRA and the politicians that they own. The veterans specifically took on NRA chief Wayne LaPierre's now infamous claim that good guys with guns kill bad guys with guns, which is not what he said, but that's beside the point. Speaking from experience, the veteran said that gun owners cannot simply become heroes in high-stress situations. We get this from retired Army sergeant, which I don't know anybody, I don't know his rank, but if he's a sergeant, nobody retires as an E5. Retired Army Sergeant Rafael Noboa E. Rivera. In that case, I'm retired. We get this from him. I think there's this fantasy world of gunplay in the movies, but it doesn't really happen that way. When I heard gunfire in Iraq, I didn't immediately pick up my rifle and react. I first tried to ascertain where the shooting was coming from, where I was in relation to the gunfire, and how far away it was. I think most untrained people are either going to freeze up or just whip out their gun and start firing in that circumstance. I think they would absolutely panic. No, Sergeant Rafael Noboa E. Rivera, that's not what would happen, because most people in self-defense situations are like 2 or 3 feet away from their assailant and know exactly where the weapon, where the gunfire is coming from, if there is any, or see the weapon itself. So shut up. We're not talking about a long-range engagement brought on, you know, that where people are going to engage with this. Then we get many combat veterans believe that civilian good guys taking on the bad guys during an active shooting isn't as simple as it seems in movies and video games. Where do we keep getting the movies and the video games? Is this what they're basing their... Anyway, although more weapons owners are taking weekend-long tactical training, this doesn't instantly make someone ready for combat. I beg to differ, military people. I, too, am a military veteran, okay? I may not have gone to the Middle East, but that doesn't mean a whole bunch to me. Good guys, people that go out and train tactically over the course of a weekend, train more than you do when you're training tactically. Yeah, they train with live ammo more than you do when you train. You know this. You might get a magazine or two to go train with. Not 1,500 rounds, not 2,000 rounds. We get some more of this, though. Good guys would have to overcome tunnel vision, identify the bad guys, and know when to shoot. Happens 6,000 times a day. And yet, for some reason, we're not going out there and just... They make it sound... Has anybody ever seen the first Police Academy when they're on the shooting range and there's one guy just shooting at a bunch of geese that are flying over and just sort of spraying left, panning left and right and everything? Shooting a six-shooter about 25 times. But they continue. They haven't had enough yet. Even with training, the good guys would have to deal with the immense shock of suddenly being thrown into combat with no warning. When the police arrive, there's a good chance they won't be able to tell the good guys from the bad guys and will likely open fire on anyone with a gun. Because nobody except for you guys that talk to this cat at The Nation know what combat's like, do you? The cops are idiots. Civilians carrying guns are idiots. Only you guys know.
Then we get this. Combat veteran John Parker didn't attack the gunman at Oregon's Umpqua Community College in early 2015. Although he was armed and held a concealed carry permit, he stayed hiding in a classroom. No, they kept him from going forward. Parker's years of training alerted him to the fact that opening fire on the gunman could likely do more harm than good. This is the crossfire thing. How many people will get killed in the crossfire? Parker said, we could have opened ourselves up to be potential targets ourselves, and not knowing where SWAT was, their response time, they wouldn't know who we were, and if we had our guns ready to shoot, they could think we were the bad guys. See, I don't doubt that there's military members that are anti-gun, just like there's police officers that are anti-gun. I know that there's plenty of people out there that are anti-gun. I just, this idea that only they know. And they don't, and they've never asked anybody, hey, has law enforcement ever accidentally shot a Good Samaritan? Because that's not true. And being thrust into combat, like Nick Melly, 23 years old, in Clackamas Small, Oregon. Here's some shooting, pulls his weapon. He has nothing else he can do. There's nothing else he can do. This guy's coming this way. He's got a pregnant girlfriend. What else can he do? He does the only thing he can do. He pulls his weapon and makes ready. And the guy sees him. And instead of engaging him with a rifle, he had an AR. And Nick Melly had a Glock 22 40 caliber. He goes off into an access hallway and shoots himself in the head. David Chipman, a former SWAT member with the ATF, said the notion that you have a seal of approval just because you're not a criminal, that you walk into a gun store and you're ready for gunplay, is ridiculous. Who has said that? Who claims that? Who said that? It's but by the same token, once again, who are you to judge? How do you know how much training somebody has by looking at him? You can't tell. Chipman says, despite what we see on TV, the presence of a firearm is a... See, this is the thing. They keep relying on TV and movies and video games. What world are you guys operating in? Is that where you're getting your ideas that... I mean, maybe you should probably try to play Pokemon Go. Take a break from all of these violent video games where you see all this gunplay. Yeah? Chipman asked the question is, if you see someone running out of a gas station with a gun in their hand, do you want an untrained person jumping out and opening fire? For me, the answer is clearly no. Nobody does that. Nobody, no defenders carrying guns just jump out and shoot somebody just because they see them running with a gun. That doesn't happen. Maybe you should just learn to shut up. I got to take my pulse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trials. These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction, head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDfirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body Extract.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
All right, while he was out there in Australia, and this is an old story, but we're going to pull this apart just because I enjoy it. While he was out there in Australia promoting his latest gun-toting, shoot-people-all-over-the-place action flick, Matt Damon took time to praise Australia for its gun-restrictive laws and unsuccessful buyback program, while also lamenting that America has not evolved enough to pass the gun control measures he thinks should be in place. He told the Sydney Morning Herald, "You guys did it here in one fell swoop, and I wish that could happen in my country, but it's such a personal issue for people that we cannot talk about it sensibly. People get so emotional that even when you make a suggestion about not selling AK-47s to people on terror watch lists, that's a non-starter. Obviously, mass shootings aren't going to do it. There have been so many of them at this point. Sandy Hook, when those children were murdered. If that didn't do it, you know, I just don't know. Maybe we just need to evolve further before we can have that conversation. I don't know. Maybe you could go back to Massachusetts, where you and Affleck are from. Your attorney general's fixing that up for you. This is just another progressive public figure being dismissive of gun rights advocates and people on the right as he argues for a program that didn't work. In Australia, the country that Damon and even Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama have praised for its gun control measures, the laws are simply pleasing to the media and public figures looking to justify gun control. And in reality, the program there has turned out to be disastrous. The infamous gun buyback program first came about in Australia in 1996. The program was said to have taken over 650,000 guns out of civilian hands before implementing much harsher gun restrictions in the country. Though it's a move that has been praised by Obama as well as Pence, sued on her current campaign trail, the buyback program is simply a glossy way for the left to deem gun control successful. If you dig into the facts on the matter, the gun buyback problem is actually a near-perfect glimpse of how little gun control actually accomplishes. It's a shame that progressive politicians and activists like Damon don't want to dig into the complicated solutions to complicated issues, things like mental health and radical Islam, etc., or allow themselves to see the benefits of legal gun ownership. It's estimated by multiple groups, including the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, that the gun buyback program only succeeded in taking around 20% of the guns in the country. The massive problem that the program has created, which has especially come to light this year, is a dangerous black market for guns that seems far more volatile than any previous legal gun ownership in the country. Just this year, Australia's Minister for Immigration and Border Protection, Peter Dutton, and Minister for Justice, Michael Keenan, put out a joint statement regarding the growing black market for firearms run predominantly by Australian criminal biker gangs. They said, "We don't tolerate gun smuggling in Australia, and we know outlaw motorcycle gangs are engaged in it. We've been keen to send the strongest possible message from Canberra that we're not going to tolerate people smuggling guns or smuggling in gun parts. You'd appreciate that even one smuggled gun can do an enormous amount of damage." Now, here's the thing. The massacre that prompted this, there had never been one like this before, this one massacre. And there has not been one since. There wasn't one before they did this big buyback, and there hasn't been one since they did that one big buyback. So, and despite this uncontrollable black market, and that's thrived since the gun buyback program and new firearm restrictions, they've remained a country with a relatively low murder rate. But they are reporting recently that it has, you know, there have been unreleased crime reports that found a surge in crime, including a massive 83% increase in firearms offenses in the last 10 years. Their homicide rate has remained essentially unchanged, but crime is going up since the buyback program with modest declines. It's not difficult to see that Australia is a prime example of why gun control doesn't work to combat the very things that it intends to, or the very thing that you're told it's supposed to combat. America has seen a sharp increase in gun ownership while also seeing sharp declines in murder rates. Matt Damon is the most recent progressive to praise the gun control measures without looking beyond the facade. And it's a shame that they don't dig a little deeper. So, if you'd like to go see the gun control activist's latest movie, Jason Bourne Shoots All Kinds of People All Over the Place with Guns, that will open July the 29th. I'm actually a fan of the Bourne movies. I don't care that the actor involved in them is a punk. I don't care about that. So, you know, that part of it is fine. He can dislike the fact that I own guns, and he can dislike the fact that you own guns, and all of that is of no consequence, believe me. He's lamenting that we didn't lose our civil rights after Sandy Hook, which is very interesting. Very, very interesting. But all of that is beside the point. When I think about how many, let's see, he was in, what's the name of that movie that with Jodie Foster, where he has modern AKs, futuristic AKs, all the Bourne movies, The Green Zone. Now, The Talented Mr. Ripley, he's only like strangling people, so that doesn't count. No, that doesn't count at all. Strangulation is perfectly acceptable to nowadays, you know. Just ask David Carradine. Shut up and just go act in a movie and let me escape from the real world for just long enough to enjoy myself for 90 minutes or 2 hours. And I don't care about your political activism. And I don't care what you want. And I don't care what you think. You're one guy who specializes in make-believe. So there you go. That's all you are, and that's all you're ever going to be. And maybe in the meantime, you could just shut up. Let me watch some of these guns you're using in the Bourne movies. I want to see you knock that guy out with one shot. Matt Damon. I wish I could care about him. We'll be right back.
Is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
Only thing I take, the only supplement is that, Heart and Body. What we have going on right now is Gabrielle Giffords has been convening some people together because, once again, they have to rebrand themselves. You see, if they, those who seek to disarm you have to keep their hidden agenda away from you. They have to keep it from you noticing it. In the middle and early 60s, the assault was more open. With each new assault, the public grew more educated and the fallacies of the anti-Second Amendment arguments were exposed. As public support waned, those who hate an empowered public had grown more desperate and more disingenuous. In 1976, Pete Shields was open about his desire for general confiscation. He wrote, "The first problem is to slow down the increasing number of handguns being produced and sold in this country. The second is to get all handguns registered, and the final problem is to make the possession of all handguns and all handgun ammunition, except for the military, policemen, licensed security guards, licensed sporting clubs, and licensed gun collectors, totally illegal." In the 1970s, the idea that England and Wales had low crime rates because of gun restrictions seemed plausible. Then we learned that crime rates had risen as more and more controls were applied. Each new push for more infringements has been met with data and facts showing the lack of rationality behind the hatred of an armed population. The latest push is for universal background checks. Universal background checks are a precursor to the registration that Pete Shields wanted. Any legislation that allows for background checks without recording gun serial numbers and personal data is shot down by those who push universal background checks. So coming from Politico, we get this preparation for another round of rebranding, changing labels without changing the product from Politico.com. With that in mind, representatives from a broad mix of progressive groups sat around a table last week at the Washington offices of Global Strategy Group, where they received a tutorial on how and how not to talk about guns. Leading the lesson were top officials from Americans for Responsible Solutions PAC, the campaign wing of the group Giffords and Kelly founded after the Sandy Hook massacre. For example, groups seeking tighter gun laws have been trying to get away from the gun control label since well before ARS started testing for a new messaging strategy last year. Better options, they say, are gun violence prevention and preventing gun tragedies. Peter Ambler, the PAC's executive director, said, "We've stepped away from a debate about guns that was sort of postured pro-gun or anti-gun or against gun into one that's centered around data-tested ideas like the background checks that we know increase public safety and save lives, but don't sort of disapprove of the individual gun owner and don't disapprove of the responsible use of firearms in society." And while Pantsuit has promised to keep taking on the NRA in October, she should maybe stop, according to ARS findings, and instead take on the gun lobby. Now, when Peter Ambler is talking about data-tested ideas, he's not talking about restrictive gun legislation that has been tested and found to reduce crime, because that hasn't happened yet. He's talking about polling data and focus groups that are aimed at finding what combinations of words work best to trick people into voting for something they otherwise would not. That's the problem with gun control. Gun control is a lie. The premise of gun control is a lie. Their strategies can work in the short term, but people in today's data-savvy environment can determine who is lying to them pretty quick. It doesn't take long to develop a sense of credibility or a reputation for dishonesty. The NRA has developed a general reputation for credibility. My problem with them is they're not credible enough. I want them to be bulldogs, but that's not going to happen. So I just sit back and keep waiting for them to become that. Wayne LaPierre added much to that credibility when he said it takes a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. The obvious truth of that statement is illustrated with each additional terrorist attack, be it at the jihadist with a truck in Nice or one with a rifle in Orlando. The anti-Second Amendment plotters are a tiny percentage of the population. They are funded by those with deep pockets. That money can buy a lot of airtime and may sway critical voters in some elections, but long-term education is the key. An educated electorate is a very deadly, deadly object to be, you know, when the progressives are looking out and seeing that, they don't like what they see. They don't like what's looking back at them. They're always going to have to rebrand because it's all based and predicated upon a lie. Gun control will stop you from buying a gun, but you're a law-abiding citizen, so you're not going to commit a crime with a gun. If you get a gun, you're not going to commit a crime with a gun. You're not going to commit a crime with a piece of wood. You're not going to commit a crime with an edged instrument. So you're not going to commit a crime. Those that are going to commit a crime don't necessarily need a gun to harm somebody. Harming somebody with a gun is just easier, but it's not needed. It is not needed to harm somebody. So, I mean, bearing all of that in mind, it just comes into my mind's eye that, you know, I've seen this rebranding once or twice. Pete Shields was the head of something that was called Handgun Control Incorporated. That later became the Brady Campaign. Handgun Control changed to the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And they got the most sympathetic person as their figurehead in James Brady and rolled, just like Gabrielle Giffords. They rolled him around until he passed away. And Sarah Brady allowed that. And I'm sure Sarah Brady wanted her intact husband back. Just like everybody whose loved one goes to combat that comes back slightly dented up or damaged, their family would like to have him back too. And that just neither one of those, unfortunately, is going to happen. I could say something like, when you're involved in public life, sometimes things in the public are not so easy. But I'm not going to push it that way. I'm not going to push it that far. Just because you're in the public doesn't mean that you shouldn't be protected. And you know what? They are protected. They're protected by men with guns. And they drew their guns in the case of Brady. But once again, gun control didn't work. This was happening in D.C. that didn't slow them down. Not even a little bit. That's email coming in when you hear that. Everything's attached to the computer now. Because it's the 21st century! But, rebranding, that's... Notice that none of the pro-gun... the NRA has never changed their name. Gun Owners of America has never changed their name. Second Amendment Foundation never changed their name. They get a name and they just stick with it. They don't change their message. If you heard Wayne LaPierre or Larry Pratt in the 70s, and you heard them today, with the exception of their hair changing color, nothing's changed. And that's because the pro-gun side is predicated on fact, and the anti-gun side is predicated on a lie. And as you become more and more savvy to what the lie is, they have to change that over and over again. More hijinks coming up. We're going to roll into hour number 3. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.